Live from Cool Boys Central.
You can be the boss down there. I'm boss up here.
From bat tips to bat nips, we are just cool boys revisiting
Batman Beyond.
And wearing hats. This is Batman and Beyond, a Cool Boys podcast.
I see Batman and Beyond.
Greetings, cool boy, bat boy, fun boy, bum boy, big boy.
I didn't even get a time to have my goldfish.
And welcome to we're not sponsored by them. You don't say their name. Just say Fish Cracker.
Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm Goldfish.
Do you want a few?
And welcome to another basic installment of Batman and Beyond, a cool boy podcast. I'm Earth Mover Ballard.
And I'm Joker Steve. Ha ha ha.
Was there another thing? No, I didn't want it to be another thing.
Cool.
Is there something else I want to look at? No. Cool. All right.
Tonight's episode is Earth Mover, directed by Dan Reba.
I liked it.
And written by Stan Berkowitz. This episode aired.
He's just a powerhouse, huh?
He is. This episode
What's
aired
with this weird voice?
On September 25th, 1999.
It puts the lotion in the basket voice.
And features as a villain, Earth Mover.
Okay, now what's this voice?
Wikipedia says Batman gets involved when a friend of Terry's and her adopted father are haunted by eerie man-shaped creatures made out of soil, and soon learns that they have a frightening connection to the girl's biological father, who was thought to have perished in a nuclear accident.
I feel like I should be reading these now the way that you're reading them. It's so poorly.
Was that so bad that you couldn't even hear it?
I mean, I guess if I was a listener, I wouldn't want to hear it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yay! I like it that in 2040, they still have calculators.
I like that.
Don't you like that?
I mean, you always need a calculator. What do you think? Do you think that they're not going to have a machine that calculates numbers for you? Is that like...
I don't think so. No.
What do you mean?
Dana's like, right. Dana Tan's right. She's like, why do you need a calculator for? Why do you need to even know math about? And then Terry's like, tell me some math. She's like, what's 15 times 15?
No, I thought she thought that he was using a calculator, and he wasn't.
No, she was like blown away that he could do his multiplication tables on his own.
Without a calculator. She's like,
without a calculator.
Yeah. She was like impressed that she was saying, you know, you can't be doing this without a calculator. That was like what she was saying in the conversation to him.
I thought she was like, that's stupid, and calculators are stupid. No, and then Jackie's looking at something outside the window. She's like, Jackie, what's going on over there?
All right, I'm watching it right now. Dog barking.
Yeah. Crickets, dog barking. Oh, yeah.
Crickets chirping.
Got subbies on.
You're cheating.
Love it.
I am not. You have to be cheating. There's no way you can know that without a calculator. People used to. You're saying you memorized that? The multiplication tables? What's that for?
My dad was a scientist.
There you go.
So, yeah, but then she's like, Jackie, what are the numbers? You got a calculator.
Yeah, she wanted him. Jackie. She was saying 15. She tested him, and she wanted to see if it was correct. But again, why would people not have a calculator? That's like the first machine. It would be just more like why do people have to learn math?
Do you use a calculator today? Do you really use a calculator today?
Yeah, I use a calculator every fucking day.
Really? You'll go like, Alexa, what's this times this or whatever? Alexa, add this to that.
When I'm at work.
What's this?
No, but that's using a calculator. That's just, the Alexa's your calculator.
Oh, really? I don't even do math anymore. I literally will walk around the office and I'll just be like, hey, Siri, what's 2 + 2? And she'll be like, it's 4. And I'm like, thank you, Siri. like I don't fucking know. I don't care. Awesome. It's stupid. It's awesome.
But yeah, every day I use my calculator. I don't even read. Yeah, you have Alexa read for you. You're like, Alexa, read this for me.
Ew, no, not if it's a book. I don't like books. They're stupid. Illiterate. Mm. I'm illiterate. I'm choosing to be literate.
So that's why you're reading these things so poorly lately?
Maybe because I'm becoming more and more illiterate as I'm purposely not learning to read more and more.
I think we need to, you know, discuss this more. Why are you trying to make yourself stupid? Being stupid isn't cool. You know, I think there was a thing where you thought people think that like being stupid is cool and being smart isn't. That's fucking stupid, man. No, being smart is
no
cool.
No way.
Yeah. Why is being stupid cool?
Being smart is elitist.
No, it's not elitist.
It like shows your privilege. No, and if you're stupid, you have no privilege.
Oh, okay. I like it. That's a good rationale. I have no privilege.
I would argue too stupid.
I'm just an idiot.
I do soup.
But if you're smart, then you realize what's going on and what's wrong with society, and you feel obligated to change.
But if you're stupid, or if you're obligated to hide by being so stupid that you gotta leave me alone.
Or by being stupid. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, he's a moron. Leave him alone. He's too stupid. He's too stupid.
Don't look him in the eyes. He might lash at you.
He might attack you.
He might start throwing his poo at you.
That's right, for sure. I definitely throw the poo at you.
Yeah. Don't look at me in the eyes.
Because I'm embarrassed, mm-hmm. and I'm jealous that you seem so smart and I'm so stupid. So I throw the poo at you. This is a good episode. I don't know why we're not talking about it. This is a good episode.
I enjoyed it. I thought the mix of, you know, throwing back in the high school stuff, you know, and him being there. And
oh, yeah. I love the mix of Terry just going into women's locker rooms whenever he wants and like hanging out there.
Hey, I don't think it was the girls' restroom, is it? I thought it was just like
It was the women's locker room. It was the women's locker room.
No one seemed upset, but it's a co-ed. You know, it's a different time. You know, it's like 5 decades.
It was not co-ed. Co-ed would imply that there would be other boys in there too using lockers. It was just women in there using lockers, and Terry was hiding at first, and then when they closed the door revealing him, he's like, hey, I'm right here. Oops.
Do you think that
they're like,
using,
Terry, oh my god.
Do you think he was using his bat invisibility suit to like, you know, be a creeper?
I think he's so used to wearing it that he thought for a moment he was using it. Yeah, and then he revealed that he is a true creeper. You're right. Like, he uses it a lot probably in that exact same way.
If I was 17 and had a suit that made myself invisible, I think I would probably take advantage of it.
You go check out a bunch of minors naked.
I mean, I'm 17 too. I'm just saying. Like, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you'd be the... Yeah, you're a minor too. Yeah. You're right.
Shit, geez. Yeah.
Anyways, Terry doesn't give a fuck about, obviously, his identity, giving it away as Batman possibly, because he leaps out the window to chase after the Earth Mover in front of Dana and Jackie, and Dana Tan looking gray as ever. And I thought that was like, wow, does he not care that he like is literally doing Batman-like stuff without the suit on? But then when he chases the Earth Mover, he dies like several times because he's not wearing the suit. He's like just being thrown against like, you know, trees, and like he's jumping into the road from like a 40-foot jump and lands on pavement, and he's okay and almost gets hit by a car. And there's like all these instances and you're like, he's not in a suit. And then they have another fight with the Earth Mover, and he starts off not in a suit, and he gets hit so fucking hard, he like flies like 2 miles into the distance, into the horizon, and comes back as Batman, which is, you know, at that point, you're like, okay, so he's alive. But he should have died so many fucking times by that point.
Do you think that he has the suit on, and it's just like invisible? It's still used.
Interesting. No, I think if anything, it's probably more like... See, that's the thing. No, because they showed it in the episode we watched last week, Joyride. They showed him like literally physically putting on a suit.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
In the alley.
I was
like,
just trying to do some
cowl.
Sort of crazy retconning, but no.
The suit never makes sense, honestly. It's something that is kind of hard. Thank God it's animated because it's easier to to give it, like, you know, like, be like, oh, it's fine, is the fact that the mouth is attached to the suit. His mouth is actually attached to the suit. It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know how you do that live action. Because if you get rid of his mouth, then it's not really the suit. Like, the mouth is clearly a huge part of this
suit.
Yeah,
it's like some sort of, like, nanotechnology. That's what I go with.
That wraps around his lips and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's like weird. Venom, like, that would look weird. In live action, that would not look right, I feel like. Yeah. It would be interesting to see how someone would conceptually do that.
This was, you know, with the mud guy, it reminded me of Clayface. It was...
Oh, for sure. The Earth Mover?
Mm-hmm. I thought this was an interesting episode. I thought it was really, you know... Like, you couldn't tell, like, if Bill... I don't think he did it on purpose. I don't think he killed... I don't think he killed that guy on purpose.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't think he did.
Dude... Bill is super suspect, okay?
He's super suspect. Think it's, raising I think it's Jackie? 50-50. I think it's 50. Oh, I mean, that's like, you think that he was, they didn't show him do anything that would be like creepy by raising Jackie. They were making him seem like he was her dad.
It's just the way he, let's actually, spoiler alert, jump into the end of the episode a little bit here,
I
right?
I hate how you do that. Like, anybody yeah.
Spoiler alert. So Bill murders Tony. Okay, murders Tony.
Hey, Bill doesn't murder him. No, he doesn't murder him.
He has an accident, and he thinks that he's dead.
Yeah, I guess they're just deferring, but you know, I kind of believe him.
And then he takes Jackie because he thought Tony would have wanted that. He doesn't feel like that. Maybe Jackie should, like, you know, go through the proper channels, right, through the court system. Maybe no. He's just like, oh no, I'm gonna be the father of the guy who I just murdered. Right. Bill should absolutely get the fucking death penalty. Bill should die. Bill is a bad boy, and he's a villain, and he needs to be gone.
So I guess I'm assuming that he properly got custody of Jackie.
That, you know, it was a little suspect how he said that too. He goes, "I just thought you would have wanted that, Tony." Like, it's like, what, did Tony have like a will? Were there people that I understand? Like, apparently the mother dies at a young age, but like grandparents, other family members.
I guess there was no other family.
Bill's like, I gotta get her. I gotta take her. I gotta take your daughter and raise her after murdering you. I'm so sorry.
I didn't think
you know
what's
actually
her.
Fucking crazy? Here's what's really crazy. So all that's fun and games. But on a more serious topic is that the character of Tony is voiced by Stephen Collins.
Who's Stephen Collins?
Do you know Stephen Collins?
No, that's the celebrity guest for this episode.
Yeah, he was a guest star for this episode. He was a guest star also for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He was the Bruce Mathis. He was in Seventh Heaven. Yeah, Stephen Collins, he might be a little bit of a chomo. He actually kind of said that he himself, he committed inappropriate sexual conduct with three female minors in 1973, 1982, and 1994.
The father, Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. So it's a little weird that he actually is is a really horrible person, and Bill is like a horrible person in the episode. I just watched It's Always Sunny recently, an episode called
Was he ever convicted?
Was it? It
was he ever charged?
No, but he admitted to it. He admitted to it in like 2014 that he did do it. The gang solves the gas crisis, and in that episode, like, Dee and Frank are like trying to like wire Bruce's house, but they don't have the right person. They have the wrong guy or whatever, right? And they're putting like a baby monitor in his house, and like Dee's like asking Frank, like, what do you expect to hear from this on this baby monitor? He goes, shady shit. And Dee's like, what, Frank? And Frank's like, I don't know, maybe Bruce is diddling young boys. And then they're like, no. And they go, but it's like one of those things, like, holy shit, Frank Reynolds commented on in an Always Sunny episode, like, Danny DeVito's like, you almost wonder, was there something they knew in that moment when they filmed that episode that, like, maybe they knew about Stephen Collins? Or was it something that people just knew about in general in It's Always Sunny? Or not It's Always Sunny, in Hollywood. But, yeah, Stephen Collins. I thought it would be cool to bring up Stephen Collins because last year we did a lot of talking about Seth Green and Dane Cook when it came to chomos. And so this year, let's talk about Stephen Collins for chomos.
What are chomos? I've never heard that term before.
Child molesters.
That's a weird way to call. I don't like that.
Chomo?
That's like making it.
Have you ever heard short eyes? Short Eyes is actually like a prison term for it. Mm-hmm. It's based on a play. That was called Short Eyes.
I don't know. I don't think giving a nickname to child molesters, that just makes it more like...
Did you know that even swallow. Calling them child molesters is wrong? You're not even supposed to call them child molesters anymore?
Yeah, you're supposed to call them Chomo? I don't believe you.
You're not supposed to call them Chomo either. Uh-huh. What is the term? I'll look it up. There's a new term you're supposed to call... what is the new PC term for pedophile? They say it's like a person attracted to minors. A minor attracted persons. Yeah,
but a pedophile and a child molester are different.
Are they?
Yeah, a child molester is someone who's molested a child, who's hurt or a child. A pedophile is someone who's like attracted. There's a difference.
I really did not know there was a difference. Oh my god! I would just totally assume they were the exact same thing. They're different things.
Well, I mean, I would say that there's like a likelihood that a pedophile is a child molester, but I wouldn't say all pedophiles are child molesters. I'm sure.
Wait, so pedophile just means you like
You're attracted to young persons.
I guess that makes sense now that you're saying that. I didn't really put that all together. Oh, interesting, yeah. But then the actual, like, being a child molester is actually the actual fully committing the act.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just being the pedophile.
I'm sure...
Great topic. This is a good episode.
I'm sure that,
But, Stephen Collins is a self-admitted child molester because he actually says he did it.
So he said he exposed himself to... young to teenagers or something. Very weird.
It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Very creepy person.
He says he admits to exposing himself twice to a preteen girl in 1973 when he was 25.
That's so bad. Yeah. Oh yeah, this all came from like some random like audio tape leak too that was like leaked to like New York Police Department or some shit like that. Yeah, this was a while back, but yeah, I wonder if he's gotten work since then.
It was like therapy,
2014, right?
It was like some sort. He was like, took therapy or something. I guess it was a therapy tape. Yes,
yeah, dude. If you go to his Wikipedia, he completely stops working in 2014.
Yeah,
there's no work after 2014. Wow, he played Howard Stark was his last role in Avengers Assemble, and for TV and then for films. He was in The Three Stooges as Mr. Harder. And then there was a short he did after that called Penance. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad he got canceled. Earth Mover, though, however, who Stephen Collins plays, is a great villain concept.
Yeah, it sounds like he did more than that, too.
He did more than that? Oh, really?
Yeah, it says that he... Yeah, that's whatever. Not- so we don't need to keep going on. But I enjoyed this episode.
Well, Earth Mover is a great villain concept. Regardless of Stephen Collins, Earth Mover is a great villain concept. I like the idea. Yeah, you're like, it's a claymation. It's very elemental, right? It's one of the elements, so you're able to like go from anywhere. You can go anywhere. He can do anything. It's essentially an unstoppable character.
What I didn't understand until they finally like brought her to the lair of this underground mineshaft was that he was like connected to the dirt, like his skeletal remains, I didn't know
he's fused.
Yeah, that was like an interesting concept, so that the toxic waste basically like made him like become one. It's like almost like a avatar or something like that, or it's like become one with the land or something like that. It was interesting.
He's one with Gaia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's with Gaia now.
He's like controlling the dirt.
He's the hero in the end in this episode. He's not really the villain,
really.
Right?
Because he's destroying
everything.
He realizes
that Bill like tried to kill him. And he doesn't destroy anything. He just destroys the cave. And then Batman comes in, and Batman's all like, hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill you because you're actually a nice hero character. So I'm going to throw my batarang at your fucking like radioactive tubes and just take out your canisters.
And he really fucks him up. And he's like, no, he was dead already. That was just a ghost. But no, he was kind of fucking up the situation. I don't think Tony knew what he was doing, but I thought he was destroying some shit. There was a lot of devastation.
Tony definitely
there.
Is aware of what he's doing because he even saves him at the end. He pulls the rock apart, the giant boulder apart to save him. He goes, Jackie! All he wants to do is save Jackie from Bill, the murderer, the guy that killed him, and who's now raising his daughter. It's so fucked up. And then Terry clearly saves the villain, kills the hero once again, like we see. And as a reminder to everyone, he's done this not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times total now, where he's gone after the villain and killed the villain. And we can go back and we can even discuss all of these different kills. So let's just do that for a moment. So let's go back to the most recent kill that we have from Terry, because, you know, Terry is never short on actual kills. So in episode 201, he was supposed to kill the Joker, so he doesn't, though. In episode 113, Terry literally kills Derek Powers, Blight. He kills him. He kills him. He gets his lust of blood because he wants lust of blood for blood, right? He really literally wants the lust for blood for Derek Powers, Blight. So he kills him at the end of that. Episode 112, Disappearing Ink. Terry kills Ink with the rain. She's gone. She's diluted. She's gone. She goes in the drain. She's dead. She's completely gone. After that, Heroes. In episode 108, Heroes, Terry kills the Rocketeer thief by exploding him. Then later in that episode, Terry goes on to kill 2D Man and Freon, both heroes trying to save the day from the horrible U.S. government that was trying to take them out. Terry does the work for the government and kills Freon and 2D Man. Following that, in episode 105, The Winning Edge, Terry kills the scientists under the giant metal rollers. Just some random scientists, and he kills them both under giant metal rollers. And he's able to do this all before fighting Dr. Bane and Jackson Chappelle. Jackson Chappelle.
Nice.
Then in episode 102, Rebirth Part 2, Terry says, "I am Batman," and then kills Mr. Fix. So, like, we have Terry constantly killing people, and by the end of this episode, he will have killed his sixth person in Tony.
So they have a little bit of trivia on their DC wiki that says that Bruce Timm reveals that Earth Mover is one of his favorite episodes. One reason for this, he says, is that it is more ambiguous in its morality. Its quote-unquote villain, Bill, is not thoroughly evil man and has tried to make up for his past misdeeds, while the main antagonist, Tony, has understandable motives for his acts but is irredeemably destructive.
Yeah. And then when Terry knows that Tony's actually dead and he's in his cool little future bat sub that he's rocking like super hard, he looks back at Jackie.
He goes,
"Your father is a ghost." Yeah. Well, seconds after he dies, he goes, "He's a ghost." Well,
I mean,
bitch.
That was like not. That's cold blooded. I guess so. But I think what he was trying to do is say that what he. She
didn't even have a chance to mourn.
Well, she mourned him a long time ago because she thought he was dead and didn't realize that he had been gone, you know, become this weird skeletal
remains.
But
he
remains.
Came back. He's been alive this whole time.
So he's
and then
like
seconds
he's just
after he's dead.
But anyways.
Seconds after he's dead.
He's trying to
comfort
her.
He's a ghost, bitch.
He's trying to comfort her. He just doesn't know how.
He's trying to comfort her by being like, don't worry. He's actually dead. Yeah, he's dead this time. I kill him.
Yeah, he's been dead. He's been dead this whole time.
I love this episode. I gave it 4 out of 5 boys. I thought it was fantastic.
I give it 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5? Yeah, this is a great episode. This was a good episode. This could easily be a 5 out of 5 for me as well. I'll give it 4 out of 5, mostly because, you know, it was just Terry's too cold-blooded at the end there. I mean, she's barely knows her dad's dead, and he's just like, "Oh, she's a ghost. He's a ghost, bitch."
It's true.
So happy about it. You know what? I might as well. And Dana Tan, this is kind of an episode where she got to finally shine as a character, even.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of nice to actually get like more Dana Tan in an episode and actually understand the relationship. You know, I'm going to change my rating. I'll give this a 5 out of 5 as well.
Oh, wow.
This actually did have a lot more layers. And I do, and I got to say, I do really enjoy the fact that I guess coming out of it, it was a 4 out of 5 for me because I thought it was so clear that Bill was evil and Tony was good. And the fact that you saw as Bill good and Tony evil, like, it is ambiguous. And then to even have Bruce Timm be like, "This is legit my favorite episode of all time of At and Beyond." It is. It's great. I didn't realize it was so ambiguous because I thought it was such clear, you know, night and day. Tony was murdered and then his daughter was kidnapped and then raised by Bill, and you're like, "No, Bill's a loving man," and I'm like, how are you seeing it that way? Dress isn't gold and white, it's black and blue. And you're like, "No, it's gold and white."
You can never trust me, though. I'm colorblind, so.
So that's why you see this evil as good.
True.
So cool.
Super.
Well, great bat stuff, Steve.
Great
cool
bat stuff.
Cool Boy Bat Nation. Tune in next week. Same cool bat time, same cool bat channel. Cool Boy Bat Nation, be sure to let us bat know what you bat thought of Earth Mover or what your favorite bat episode is by bat emailing us at batmanandbeyondcoolboys@gmail.com. New episodes come out every Tuesday. Thank you for listening again this week, you cutie pies. Stay cool, Cool Boy Bat Nation. Until next time, it's Byzies from Earth Mover Ballard.
It's Byzies from Joker Steve. Ha ha ha.
So cool.
Batman.
And beyond.
Oh yeah.
Batman.
And beyond.
Oh yeah.